Jesselyn, thanks so much for the time here. How does it feel as we're a couple of days removed from it, winning a New York State championship?
I still can't go to bed before 12. It was exciting. It was a fun experience.
Let's talk a little bit about the semifinal game for a hot second. You scored 11 points. You hit two really, really big and important three-pointers in the third quarter, and you came up big defensively in that win against Tuckahoe. How were you in particular able to get the job done and help secure a spot in the state championship?
I mean, you can't really play basketball with just one player. It was a team effort, and I had my teammates behind my back, or they had my back the whole time, but it was just, I don't know, I guess the want to go to the championship game.
What was the excitement level like when you were able to secure a spot in the state title game?
We were ready. We were all excited, but we also knew that we had to focus in when tip-off came closer.
And when tip-off finally happened, you had even more clutch buckets. You finished with a team-high 12 points, and you came away with a one-point win over Duanesburg. So how did you guys get the job done in that game?
Going into it, some of us were, like, kind of nervous, and I was just trying to keep the good vibes there. I was trying to get my teammates to a place where they were ready to play. But when, like, tip-off, like, first started and the game started going, I was just watching, trying to get comfortable and helping my teammates out on the court. And then eventually they just kind of fell into a rhythm.
So were you one of the players who were nervous too, or how were you feeling going into the game?
When we first walked into the arena, I screamed. I was in a good mood. I wasn't really nervous at all.
So how do you make that happen? You're playing in the biggest game of your career and you weren't really nervous at all. You walk into the gym. Like, how were you able to keep your emotions and the nerves in check?
I knew we were ready. It's something that we were like, at the beginning of the season, we knew we were going to make it there, and we knew we had a chance, and we knew that we were going to leave it all on the court for a final game.
Why do you think this was the team that got it done? Because there had been a handful of teams that made some nice runs, had won some IEC titles and everything like that. But what is it about this team that made it so special and be the one that finally wins a state title?
I say it's the chemistry of the team and how long they've been playing together. I know that there's like a group of them that have been playing together for years, and then you have some new blood, not a lot, like joining on the court, playing, and then just trusting each other with the ball.
How do you feel like this team has grown throughout the course of this season, and what's gotten better throughout the course of this season?
We've come more together towards the end, which is the sad part, is that it came beginning of the season, it felt like it was going to take a while before we got there, but when we finally got there, it was so short.
It just flies on by. Jesselyn Jones is with us here on BTL from the Moravia girls basketball team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. Helped the Blue Devils win at the New York State Championship, their first ever state title. So what was it like, the whole celebration and the fun that came with winning a state title, and not only you winning a state title, but the boys team winning the state title too?
Well, for our game, I've never cried like after a basketball game or anything. That was the first time I cried just from winning. And then we all went to the boys game, we watched, and I don't know, I think it's kind of cool to make history like that.
What was it like when you came back? Kyler Proper mentioned that you guys got a nice return back home. Can you tell us a little bit more about what it was like when you returned home and everything?
I've never really been part of a parade before, especially one from like winning a state championship. And it was all of us, like every part of our season. It was the boys team, cheerleaders, coaches. Everyone was just rode in the parade, and it was just amazing to watch all the people that come out and support us, just cheer us on going through the town.
What makes basketball so important in the Moravia community?
I would say how well it brings people together.
I love it. It's a great answer. Well, Jessalyn, before we let you run, we've got to wrap things up here with something fun. It's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where I give you five questions so we get to know you a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper into your personality and have a little bit of fun. So you ready for them?
Uh-oh, I guess.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. If you had to play a pickup game of 3-on-3 and you could pick any two players to be your teammates, who are you picking? You can pick your current teammates. You can pick people who played college ball, pro ball. Doesn't matter. Who are you picking to be your two teammates?
I'd pick my two teammates, Caroline and Olivia.
Nice. Keeping it close. I like it. Next one for you. Which player do you admire or emulate your game after the most?
I'm going to be honest with you on that one. I don't really try to follow anyone's footsteps when I play.
Okay, nice. It's a neat answer, though. Be your own unique player. That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. All right, third one for you here. What is your favorite food to eat post-game?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever's next to me.
Anything and everything. Whatever's right there for the taking. I like it. Fourth one for you. What is your favorite pump-up song? Do you have one?
I'm going to be honest. For every game, I just listen to Caroline Being Herself. And it just... That's it.
Nice. Last one for you. What is the hidden talent that you have?
Well, I don't have no hidden talent. I can play basketball. I can do that.
I like it. We'll roll with it. Hey, it has been an awesome season for you and your teammates, and you have so much to be proud of and excited about winning the program's first ever New York State Championship. So, Jessalyn, thanks so much for dropping by here, okay?
Thanks for having me.